cleaning for free. Don't have carpet? Zero Res is also offering 25% off hardwood cleaning and polishing. Call now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to iTrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a nice quiet start around the region. Boy, looks good on 66. The Greenway, Toll Road, the Beltway, no early problems for Port Virginia or Maryland side. I do want you to watch on 95 Virginia southbound stretch. We do have a minor crash southbound right near 610 Aquia. They quickly put that to the shoulder, but you're coming up on it essentially at speed, so be very careful. Now, heading into town, good across the freeway each direction where I see slowdowns, and police say nope, they're not working any incidents on New York Avenue coming up to Bladensburg Road. So now they're checking the timing of that signal there. So inbound 50 really starting to slow almost back as you merge off of the BW Parkway. In on 50 near 202, the volume down to the split for New York and Kenilworth Avenue. And this morning, we're going to have a little bit busy area with the annual National Prayer Breakfast happening at the Washington Hilton. So areas around there, such as Connecticut Avenue and roadways, expect some congestion. Florida Avenue as well. This is north of DuPont Circle. Update is now sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front through, gusty northwest winds, but a dry day today. A few clouds around early. Otherwise, sunshine. I'm going to call it windy and cold. 39. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Springfield, 26 in Hyattsville, 28 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. Omarosa talks smack about the White House during her Big Brother debut. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Barbara Larimore is going to join us at 7:05 this morning. She's the mother who's pushing for more recess time for Virginia kids. It's 7:35 this morning. Susan Ferriccio of the Washington Examiner will be with us talking Congress and the budget as the government shutdown seems to be yet again on the horizon this evening. And then at 8:05, Steve Kastenbaum. He's a correspondent in South Korea covering the vice president's visit there as well as the Olympics. We'll chat with him about what's going on there. And then Congressman Max Thornberry will be with us at 8:35 from the House Armed Services Committee as we discuss funding for our military, whether or not Congress can actually come through for once. I'm Vince Colonnais. Is joining me today in for the National Prayer Breakfast destined Mary Walter is Hans von Spakovsky. Hans, good morning, sir.
Good morning. We definitely have a packed morning coming up.
Oh, yeah. It's a great morning, as usual. I want to ask about faith here for a second, because it's played a big role in, interestingly, in the Philadelphia Eagles, the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. They've got that parade today through Philadelphia. They've greased up all the light poles. They're ready for this parade just to celebrate as these guys go down the street. Now, Philly fans will be very excited. They're planning on a lot of people showing up to watch as their championship, their first Super Bowl championship team goes down the streets of Philadelphia. But it's NFL former NFL coach and NBC sports analyst Tony Dungy, who is now in the crosshairs of criticism, because he said some things about Christianity and faith and their relationship with football players that has people outraged, naturally. And I'm wondering, first of all, this morning, if you find that your faith, your religion, animates your success in life, or you can rely on it to help you provide a foundation for whatever it is that whatever course you'd like to set upon. Do you find that your faith helps you? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Tony Dungy, I guess, is set on the air during the Super Bowl and then also subsequently talked about Nick Foles, the championship quarterback now, his faith. He said that he believed that Nick Foles' faith would help him play with confidence and boost his performance. Sounds like a relatively uncontroversial thing to say. He echoed this on social media. He said it again, and he tweeted a congratulations to the Eagles. And he said the following: congratulations to the Eagles. Nick Foles told me last week that he felt the Lord had him in Philadelphia for a special moment, and he played like it tonight. That's what he said. Tony Dungy didn't write. Nick Foles said Jesus wanted him to win the game, and therefore he did. He didn't say God picked the team that he wanted to win. He didn't say anything like that. All he said was, Nick Foles told me last week that he felt the Lord had him in Philadelphia for a special moment, and he played like it tonight.
Yeah, I really, you know, the kind of criticism you hear these days is so unfair, and it's people who don't understand what folks are saying. Look, he's clearly pointing out that his religious faith fills his life and gives him the confidence to succeed and to try to accomplish things. You know, Dungy wasn't saying, you know, the very famous quote from Napoleon Bonaparte that God is on the side of the big battalions. You
right.
know, he wasn't saying that Philadelphia won because God was on the side of the Philadelphia Eagles. But, you know, liberals seem to think that there should be no expression whatsoever of your religious principles in public life. The only place you can do that is in your church and inside your home, but anywhere else, you just can't do it. And that's just wrong.
Well, he went and did. He took another photo, and he put it on Twitter, of all of the Eagles quarterbacks together with Zach Ertz after the game. And they, when he, I guess, arrived and found them, they were praying and thanking God, he said. They were in a room by themselves praying and thanking God, and then it was great for, and he referred to, I think, his son here, Justin, to see that. And then that's when everyone started attacking. The Daily Wire has a good wrap-up of this I'm reading from. There's one guy writes, Tony Dungy, unbelievable you would use your employer, NBC Sports, to spout this nonsense on the air. And then to which Tony Dungy responded, look, NBC pays me to express my opinion. And it was my opinion that Nick Foles would play well because his Christian faith would allow him to play with confidence. And that he's a good quarterback. I think I was right on both counts. He gets a response. Stephanie Stradley, as a Houston sports writer, responds, I'm just not wanting it as a part of your football analysis. Humans are not the Holy Spirit, she writes. Tony Dungy responds, why would you find it hard to believe that the Holy Spirit could speak to Nick Foles just as much as a coach could speak to him? If he credited a coach for saying, stay calm and be confident, that's good. But if he tells me Christ says that to him, I shouldn't report it? So he's asking basically the questions here, and Tony Dungy's never hid that he's a Christian man, he's a man of faith. But he's basically saying, like, why shouldn't I say what this athlete told me? Like, my job is to be a sports analyst. I'm on the air talking about it. And if he says that his belief in Christ, and he believes that Christ spoke to him, gave him confidence, why shouldn't I say that? Like, really? I should leave that out entirely?
Yeah, no. Look, Dungy is right. And all of the critics, it shows that what is this growing and terrible hostility to religion in this country these days, particularly in the media.
Yeah, remember the last guy who took a knee in the NFL that wasn't, you know, part of these anthem protests? That was Tim Tebow.
Right.
He would take a knee in prayer.
Right.
And boy, did he catch a firestorm. Keep that out of this game. Really? That's your personal belief.
Sure.
That's not a part of this game. Well, I don't know. I guess if you kind of assess it, you know, accurately, that personal belief is that this is a universal truth.
Right.
It's not like, oh, this is a shirt I'm trying on. This is not like a random thing that you, like, you've picked a hairstyle. When you pick a faith, you know, unless you're, I don't know what kind of faith you'd pick that you don't think applies to everybody else anyway. But, you know, it seems like it kind of is, you basically buy into it. And your point is, this is a universal truth. And he feels that way. And so Tim Tebow giving honor to God on the sideline is considered to be a horrific thing.
Vince, I would bet you that if Dungy had been talking about a player who was Muslim and was talking about how his faith had given him confidence in his playing ability, not a single one of those other sports writers would have criticized that.
Let's go to David in Sterling this morning. David, good morning. What do you think of Tony Dungy and the criticism he's receiving for expressing his faith here?
Well, the criticism, that comes with it. When you have faith in Christ, you're going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just there. But I totally agree with what he said. When you have faith that reaches a certain level, you're going to experience God's presence. God's in Jesus Christ, not any of the others.
Mm-hmm.
And when you experience his presence, there isn't going to be any fear. You're going to have the confidence whether you realize it or not. And that's not just in the Super Bowl. That's in everyday life.
Thank you, David. Yeah, and that's I think that's the core point. And then Nick Foles says that he defines confidence in that. And Tony Dungy reports it. He shouldn't be attacked for it. I mean, I've constantly said throughout my life, anybody's ever asked me, I whatever successes I've ever had in my life, small, big, whatever, I've always attributed to God and to my specifically to the saints of grandparents that I have who are praying for me, or my uncles and my aunts, the people who around me who surround me with prayer, who are like who pray for this very thing that I succeed. I attribute it to that. What's wrong with Nick Foles doing that? And what's wrong with a sports analyst relaying it to you? I'm so sorry that you were offended. At 6:15 right now, let's get you to work. WMAL traffic and weather. Let's hope traffic is heavenly right now. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Well, Vince, it seems appropriate that I would talk about the National Prayer Breakfast that happens this morning. And it's at the Washington Hilton. And I just want to give everyone a heads up. It happens every year. And right now is about the time we start to see a lot of people head toward that area. So it's north of DuPont Circle, Connecticut Avenue. It gets extremely busy. And coming south from near Calvert Street, coming out of the Woodley Park area and Florida Avenue. Busiest time, really, I normally see is starts around 8 o'clock. So for now, you're moving along on Connecticut Avenue again, north of DuPont for the annual breakfast here. But be very careful, just as you might hit some delays later on this morning. On inbound, New York Avenue, coming up the light at Bladensburg Road. Crews are checking the timing of that light because it is extremely slow coming off of the parkway to get up to Bladensburg Road. 50 out of Chevrolet slows. No problems on the southeast, southwest freeway. You check out fine. And you know where else to check out fine? The Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. No early troubles. Hang on 270. That's where we do have a problem. Coming out of the Frederick area down to Urbana, the crash southbound 270 right at Route 80 Urbana. They're trying to get that to the right shoulder. A lot of activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right. Today it's windy, colder, early clouds, then sunny, a high of 39 degrees tonight. Clear to partly cloudy, a low of 27 degrees. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a high of 49. It's 30 degrees in the nation's capital, 617 on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
There were a huge trove of texts released yesterday between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. These are the FBI officials who had all of these many conversations. They were carrying on in an affair. They were having all of these many conversations about their various investigations. Mid-year exam, being Hillary Clinton's investigation into her emails. They were talking about the investigation into Donald Trump and Russia, having insurance policies in the event that Trump won.
Yep.
All sorts of very interesting and salacious things that keep coming out from these texts. And so we got a huge batch of them yesterday. And we told you about the one where the president of the United States, then Barack Obama, was set to be briefed by Jim Comey, the FBI director, and they said that POTUS wants to know everything we are doing. And they basically were saying they were preparing a brief for Jim Comey to give to the president of the United States. This was back in September of 2016. There's a lot to peg to that timeline, by the way. By that point, the Hillary investigation had been publicly concluded,
right,
yet to be reopened in the wake of the Anthony Weiner laptop discoveries. And the Russia investigation into Donald Trump appeared to be going on, or at least people who are associated with Trump at the time. So lots of questions over the specifics that may have been involved in what Obama would have wanted to know. Now, in the intervening time, since we spoke with you yesterday, Fox News pulled an old interview that the president did with Chris Wallace, I believe, on Fox News Sunday, in which he talks about, on April 10th, 2016, that he never talks to the FBI director about pending investigations. It's a weird thing to say for the president, but he said it. Here he is.
I do not talk to the attorney general about pending investigations. I do not talk to FBI directors about pending investigations. We have a strict line and always have maintained it, previous
so,
presidents.
Just to button this up.
I guarantee it.
You
I guarantee that there is no political influence in any investigation conducted by the Justice Department or the FBI, not just in this case, but in any case.
And she will be
full stop, period.
Full stop, period. So, is that true? The President of the United States never talks to the FBI director about a pending investigation?
I just have a hard time believing that. So what does that mean? That the President Obama never was briefed ever by his attorney, former Attorney General Eric Holder, either on any kind of investigation going on? Well, if that's true, I would remind folks, remember Operation Fast and Furious?
Yes.
Remember the White House and the Attorney General claimed executive privilege to prevent the Justice Department from turning over huge batches of documents. What? The White House claimed executive privilege, and yet the president did that without ever being briefed by Eric Holder about that?
Well, this could explain why President Obama only ever discovered anything on television. Right? Like, he constantly was like, right. I found out about it when I watched it in the news. What do you mean, when you watched it in the news? You're the head of the government. This is like a real scandal. And you only found out about it when it was in the news?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you the other question, Vince, this whole thing raised. Remember, one of the texts is Lisa Page saying, I've got to create talking points for Comey so he can brief. And my question is, well, does that mean the president knew about the unmasking that was going on by his national security advisor, Susan Rice, the unmasking that was a result of what was gathered through that FISA surveillance warrant?
Also, let's be like, you know, it's obvious. I think the timeline of this, there was a meeting with Putin that Obama had shortly after some of this. So it may have been he would want to know what's going on inside the confines of a Russia investigation by the FBI before he meets with the head of a state like Russia. Like, right. wouldn't you want to know that? So I don't know why he would make a statement like that. It's such a blanket statement that he never meets with the head of the FBI to discuss pending investigations. It's a ludicrous thing to claim. You do, because you need to. It's part of your job.
Yeah, exactly right.
622 on WMAL.
It's the month of love at Dunkin'. Time to dish out heart-shaped donuts like vanilla truffle, brownie batter crumble, and Cupid's Choice. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs. Feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
UMUC offers 90-plus degrees, specializations, and certificates, so you can gain the skills you need to advance in in-demand fields like cloud computing, data analytics, healthcare, and more. Get started earning the degree you need for the career you want. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Oh no, there's water everywhere!
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet!
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
625. Now WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 in the hot seat right now as you come southbound out of the Frederick area. The crash, the accident at Urbana, Route 80, right near the exit there, causing these delays. Now, it was in the right lane. They're trying to get everything confined to the right shoulder just to really be cautious here. It might be crowding that lane slightly here. So southbound 270, that's our heavy spot toward Route 80 Urbana and the breakaway point. Beyond that, you're still in good shape past 109 into Germantown, Rockville, and down through to the Beltway. Now, on the Beltway, coming out of Bethesda, heading inner loop over towards Silver Spring, right at the exit for Georgia Avenue, had some police activity along that exit ramp. It's not causing any delays, but watch, you have a lane blocked. Outer loop topside from New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue, bogging down a bit. On New York Avenue, crews are trying to make the adjustment, checking out the signal light timing inbound New York Avenue at Bladensburg Road. Delays coming off of the parkway here early on to that signal light. Seems to be a short timing. Update sponsored by A-Plus Service Experts. Trust the heating and cooling experts at A-Plus Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit A-Plus-HVAC.com today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front through, gusty northwest winds, but a dry day today. A few clouds around early, otherwise sunshine. I'm going to call it windy and cold. 39. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 30 degrees in the nation's capital, 626 on WMAL. All right, Hans, I know you do this all the time, the Tide Pod Challenge. Not you? No?
They don't look like gummy bears.
No, they don't look like gummy bears to you? So the Tide Pod Challenge is a thing that you should not do. Let me just say that first of all. Two New York lawmakers have asked the state, this is according to Fox News, to mandate child-resistant packaging for these colorful Tide Pod detergent packs because kids keep sticking them in their mouths and filming YouTube videos and biting into them and then like letting them run down their faces like demented vampires. It's strange. Anyway, State Senator Brad Hoyleman is a Manhattan Democrat, and Assemblywoman Aravalla Samotas, they've unveiled their proposal. They've noted several deaths around the country tied to this. They're asking all laundry detergent pods to be uniform in color. All we have to make sure is that public safety trumps Procter & Gamble's profits, they say. Oh, yeah, Procter & Gamble, this is definitely why they're selling them like that.
Because... Yeah, right, right. Well, it's not kids, it's teenagers, and I hate to tell these state legislators, but I don't think it's possible to legislate against teenage stupidity.
Yeah, no. They've tried for years, believe us.
Right.
Amazon, which sells these pods, by the way, has disabled comments from users because people were writing that the capsules were delicious.
Right.
So, no mas. Not allowed to do that. So, their push is they really want to change the packaging here. They want to make, I mean, if you see the things, when they first came out, they did look like this looks like a piece of candy or something. But it's not. It's laundry detergent.
Right. And look, this is just another example of nanny state government. You know, people should take responsibility for their own actions. We don't need the government stepping in with something like this.
And if your kid has to eat Tide Pods, they're probably wanting something in their diet. Feed your children. 628 on WMAL.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day. And I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Sean White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
A gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, Michaela Shiffrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
A White House official resigned yesterday. The media desperately trying to make this about the president. What did he know and when did he know it? Expect that question a lot today. We'll tell you all about the story and the press's reaction to it in just a moment. That's coming up on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. Forecasters have warned there could be patches of ice on the roads this morning. As a result, from the WMAL Storm Center, schools in Prince William County, Virginia, and Frederick County, Maryland, are opening 2 hours late this morning. The House faces a key vote today on a budget deal that'll keep the government funded past midnight.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's proud the Senate agreed to a budget deal.
I hope we can build on this bipartisan momentum and make 2018 a year of significant achievement for Congress, for our constituents, and for the country that we all love.
The House has to follow suit before midnight or face a second shutdown in as many months. Democratic Rep. Steny Hoyer hopes things will work out.
We don't want to shut down the government, but there are a lot of things that have not been done.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
A Virginia Senate panel has passed a bill to extend state and regional sales taxes to ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft. The aim is to raise revenue for mass transit systems across the state, including Metro. The D.C. Council's Education Committee is set to review high school graduation policies during a roundtable meeting today. Ballou High School has been under particular scrutiny since news broke last year that half of the school's 2017 graduates missed at least 3 months of school. Vice President Mike Pence is ratcheting up the rhetoric against North Korea ahead of the Winter Olympics. Speaking to American service members in Japan, Pence signaled that the U.S. military remains ready to confront any threat.
We will continue to intensify this maximum pressure campaign on North Korea until it abandons its nuclear and ballistic missile programs once and for all. But until that day arrives, let the world know from here at Yokota Air Base and beyond, we are ready for any eventuality.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,893. The NASDAQ at 70,52. Sports sponsored by Lidl. College basketball, UVA wins. So do GW, Navy, and Virginia Tech. Losses for Maryland, AU, and George Mason. NBA, it's Wizards-Celtics tonight. Hockey, the Caps are off till tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Mark your calendars for February 15th, Fredericksburg. Lidl's new location on Plank Road will have giveaways, amazing opening offers, and a free gift for the first 100 customers. Doors open February 15th at 7:40 a.m. Save time and money on groceries. Lidl, rethink grocery.
Bray and Scarf is rocking the appliance world because our President's Day sale is happening at the same time as the Maryland tax-free holiday. That makes our biggest sale of the year even bigger. You won't believe the aggressive offers we've put together, including deep discounts, exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, and the lowest prices guaranteed. You'll save $600 on a 24 cubic foot GE French door refrigerator, just $18.99. And pay no Maryland sales tax during the tax-free holiday. Or get $270 off a Maytag Energy Star top load washer with a huge 5.3 cubic foot capacity, just $6.29. Also tax-free during the holiday. It's our biggest sale of the year. So if you're even thinking about buying an appliance in 2018, this is the time. And Bray and Scarf is the place. Visit Bray and Scarf today or go to brayandscarf.com.
Is the drug used to euthanize dogs in your dog's food? Seven on Your Side tested more than 60 samples of popular dog foods and exposes a horrifying secret.
They said that Tulu wasn't going to make it.
We have the results and we're naming names. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
More breaking news for you in D.C.
News from overnight. Alerts to plan ahead. Plus your traffic and weather to go.
The temperatures right now starting off in the 20s.
Get up and go with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington tomorrow.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95. That's where crews are looking for the crash reported northbound 95 right near the Prince William Parkway. It's supposed to be along the right side. They're moving the cameras around in that area. Definitely see the delays, so be careful as you head north again toward the Prince William Parkway. 395 off the Beltway to Landmark slow. And again, here we come across 14th Street Bridge heading in toward town. Just the volume. More than just the volume, New York Avenue dealing with an issue with the signal lights at the intersection of New York Avenue and Bladensburg Road. So it's really putting the extra pressure coming off of the parkway and 50 out of Chevrolet, trying to get through that intersection. Crews are aware. They're trying to make the adjustment to the signal lights there. 50 coming out of Annapolis Bowie. Once you get in closer to the Beltway, right near Enterprise Road, and on 50, had a report of a broken down. I am seeing some slowdowns through that stretch. 270 southbound in Urbana, the crash right near Route 80 Urbana, now to the shoulder, but really slowing right as you come off of 70 and 15. So expect those delays heavy. But really, that's still the breakaway point at Urbana. Beyond that, good through Clarksburg, heading south. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, good looking day, but windy and cold, 39. Some clouds tonight, upper 20s. Outside the Beltway, colder, partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, milder, 49. Rain by Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 in Burke, 26 in Silver Spring, 28 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up, 705, Barbara Larimore will join us. She is a Virginia mother looking for more recess for her kids. A lot of other parents supporting that, too. We'll chat with her. 735, Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner. Congress grappling with a budget, and the government shutdown is imminent. She'll tell us about the latest on that. 805, Steve Kastenbaum. He's a correspondent for us in South Korea. The vice president is there, and the Olympics will get started on this Friday. And then at 835, Congressman Mac Thornberry. He's with the House Armed Services Committee. He's going to tell us all about the budget battle to get the military funded. I'm Vince Colonnais, so joined this morning by Hans von Spakovsky. Hans, good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Mary Walter out at the National Prayer Breakfast, which is good. She needs it more than I do. Let's talk about... I'm just kidding.
She's probably Mary. Praying for you, Vince.
Would you pray for me, Mary, while you're at the National Prayer Breakfast, please? I'll tell you, there's a story that broke out of the White House over the last 24 hours that's now leading liberals to call for the firing of General John Kelly. John Kelly. They want him to be fired from the White House now over this. And we'll give you a quick rundown of what it is. Rob Porter, the staff secretary of the White House, has had to step down from his position after two of his ex-wives alleged that he was abusive to them. One of them, an ex-wife, sharing photos with her with a black eye, showing that he physically abused her. That's her allegation. And as these stories were sort of being cooked up originally, the two people that statements were sought from were John Kelly, for whom Porter works in the White House, and Orrin Hatch, for whom Rob Porter had previously worked for,
right,
to get sort of their impressions of him. Both men issued very supportive statements of Rob Porter at the outset because they were speaking from their own experiences with him and who they believe he is as a man who works for them. At first, John Kelly releasing the following statement defending Porter, saying, "Rob Porter is a man of true integrity and honor, and I can't say enough good things about him. He is a friend, a confidant, and a trusted professional. I am proud to serve alongside him." Well, after the photos were published last night, John Kelly issued a new statement and said the following: "I was shocked by the new allegations against released today against Rob Porter. There is no place for domestic violence in our society. I stand by my previous comments of the Rob Porter that I have come to know since becoming chief of staff, and believe every individual deserves the right to defend their reputation. I accepted his resignation earlier today and will ensure a swift and orderly transition." Additionally, Orrin Hatch went through a similar thing. He released a statement at first when he was asked about these allegations, and he said the following: "It's incredibly discouraging to see such a vile attack on such a decent man. Shame on any publication that would print this, and shame on the politically motivated, morally bankrupt character assassins that would attempt to sully a man's good name. I know Rob. I've known him for years, both as a close friend and as a personal advisor. He's a kind and considerate towards all. The country needs more honest, principled people like Rob Porter, which is why I hope that this cynical campaign to discredit his character ultimately fails." Then the news breaks, and here's Orrin Hatch's response: "I'm heartbroken by today's allegations. In every interaction I've had with Rob, he's been courteous, professional, and respectful. My staff loved him, and he was a trusted advisor. I do not know the details of Rob's personal life. Domestic violence in any form is abhorrent. I'm praying for Rob and those involved." So this is, you know, obviously a tough one for everyone involved. Rob Porter now out at the White House. But the question the media is pursuing is, what did the White House know and when did they know it? And it's becoming the situation where I heard Jim Acosta yesterday doing this very thing: this is on Trump. This is on the president of the United States.
Well, you know, there are literally hundreds of people who work in the White House. And what, the president's supposed to know what happens in the personal lives of every single one of those individuals? And it's pretty clear from what Orrin Hatch said and John Kelly that, look, it's part of human nature that, you know, you don't know how people always are in their personal lives. And it's pretty obvious that this guy in his public life, in his work, didn't display any kind of bad things that he did in his personal life. I mean, it's clear they were really surprised by hearing.
Definitely caught
this.
Off guard. I mean, yeah. I don't see, for one, forget sort of what you, I mean, I already kind of suspect that John Kelly is an honorable man. He's always given me that impression.
Right.
I don't know Orrin Hatch as well, but those two men, to release statements, what they're doing is they're sort of staking their own credibility in public on that. So when they release statements like that, it was highly suggestive of your point, which is they don't sense this at all.
Right.
Now, it may very well be that he is manipulative and all the things that, you know, could be claimed against him, but it's to the point where these two men are under the impression that he's an honorable guy. So, but now it's being weaponized against them. The goal now will be to, Orrin Hatch, you know, he's a senator, someone, so only so much his critics can do about that. But going after John Kelly seems to be the new target. I'm already seeing liberals going after him today for that.
Yeah, well, I'd like to ask all those media reporters how long did they know about the kind of harassment going on where they worked at the New York Times and NBC, and what do they do about it?
Right. When did you know, and how long have you known it? 6:43 on WMAL.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
Here's an idea for a vacation that's special this year. It's Chris Plant inviting you to join me on a luxurious 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome, August 4th on the luxurious all-suite and all-inclusive Regent Seven Seas Voyager. We'll be visiting the Croatian cities of Split and incredible Dubrovnik, Durres in Albania, the Greek island of Corfu, Sicily, and then on to Sorrento, Italy. It's a great value because included in our special all-inclusive WMAL pricing is free beverages throughout the ship. Select wine, beer, premium spirits, and soft drinks, free shore excursions, free Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities. Plus, we'll have some get-togethers, too. Join me on this trip of a lifetime. Call the travel store at 800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540. Or log on to WML.com/cruise. Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A little bit busy, Virginia Interstate 95. First, coming out of Dale City toward 123, heavy. The crash that you're checking out is on the overpass on 123 over top of I-95. So fire truck, ambulance, see a lot of flashing lights. You can get by on 123 on that overpass of 95, but a little bit of a slowdown. Now, on the interstate, let's go north of the Occoquan as you head into Lorton. Crash reported right in that stretch. So, like I said, two separate things, a little bit busy. On New York Avenue, signal light issues, not timing properly. Crews are still dealing with this. Inbound New York Avenue at Bladensburg Road. So it gives the pressure on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50 coming out of Chevrolet. On 50, outside the Beltway, broken down, slowing the ride as you pass Freeway Airport. That's what's, we had a lane blocking up ahead. 270 in Urbana, crash is gone. So the actual pace is getting a little bit better here. Just come out of Frederick down toward Route 80 Urbana, but find all of your travel lanes now open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather continues to settle on in, but a bit colder on a gusty northwest wind with modifying trend, though, and rain in the forecast by the beginning of the weekend. Some clouds, gusty winds, and cold this morning. Plenty of sunshine, though, developing from west to east today. Windy, 39. Overnight tonight, the wind's back off 27 outside the Beltway, colder. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, 49. By Saturday afternoon, rain, highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 27 degrees, 647 on WMAL. All right, so some more news about Uranium One now developing. Remember, Uranium One, the notion that Russia got control of 20% of the United States' uranium leases, and the allegation being that this is all connected to donations to Hillary Clinton's various charitable organizations, and the fact that her State Department had to sign off on this foreign transaction, one of a bunch of agencies that had to. But Hillary Clinton catching a lot of the blame here, and from conservatives who are very concerned that she was a part of a kickback scheme to the Russian government. There's testimony, an informant, an FBI informant, Sarah Carter has this, who spent years gathering information on Russian energy and the uranium market, met with staff members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, House Oversight Committee, and the House Intel Committee on Wednesday, in which she says he gave, quote, explosive testimony on his years as an undercover informant providing that info to the FBI on Russian criminal networks operating in the U.S. He also said in his testimony that Russia attempted to hide its ongoing aid to help sustain Iran's nuclear industry at the time the Obama administration approved the sale of 20% of U.S. uranium mining rights to Russia. The notion here is that Russian nuclear officials said that Moscow had hired the American lobbying firm APCO Worldwide because it was in an position to influence the Obama administration, and more specifically, Hillary Clinton. Democrats are casting doubt on this gentleman Campbell's credibility, saying that he's just not a credible informant. And so now Republicans and Democrats are again battling over this.
Yeah, well, yeah, but that's a ridiculous claim because it was his work that he did that led to the Justice Department indicting a Russian for the bribery and kickback scheme in the United States, and they got a conviction.
More on this as we get all of the developments. 6:50 on WML.
Diabetes can cause kidney problems that lead to dialysis, neuropathy that can lead to amputation, vision impairment that can lead to blindness, plus heart disease and stroke.
Hi, I'm Corbin Burnson. If you suffer from type 2 diabetes, I have great news for you. Help Your Diabetes, simple yet powerful natural approach, has helped thousands of diabetes sufferers lower their blood sugar and get off their medications, often in a matter of just a few months. Discover how our proven, safe, and natural methods can help you get your health and your life back.
Well, I think it saved my life.
My A1C has gone from a 7.8 to a 5.9.
No, I'm not taking any medication at all. I really feel like this saved my life.
Help Your Diabetes, the all-natural doctor-monitored program for those who suffer from type 2 diabetes, is now available to the public. Learn how you can reverse your diabetes. Call 703-891-9502. The first 20 callers get a free consultation and a free A1C test with results in just minutes. Call now, 703-891-9502. 703-891-9502.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now, we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
Win $1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
6:53 now. Let's see how your money's doing. Check in with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Henninger. Good morning.
Hi, Vince. Good morning. Dow futures right now pointing to a 190-point drop at the open on Wall Street this morning. After some wild swings yesterday and all indexes modestly lower at the close, markets are all lower in Europe, but they did close higher overnight in Asia. Crude oil plunged to a one-month low. Investors are watching to see if a spending bill gets done by midnight. Keep the lights on in Washington. Whole Foods groceries delivered in as little as an hour? Amazon.com has launched this in select cities for an $8 fee for Prime members on orders of $35 or more. Meantime, Costco sales are booming. Same-store sales up 8% in the first 5 weeks of this year compared to the same period last year. T-Mobile is out with quarterly results that were mixed. Shares are up 0.5% in pre-market trading. We're waiting for results from lots of other companies this morning. Free beer for the city of Philadelphia today. Bud Light keeps its promise. After the Eagles Super Bowl win, fans at the parade today get a free Bud Light beer through a token and stamp system they figured out. For fans who can't make that parade, they can buy Bud Light and get a rebate through the website. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Charles Mann. For athletes like me, playing every down in a pro game is like getting in a car accident. After years of playing football in Washington, my body is broken. I've had countless surgeries and joint replacements. I've been looking for a non-surgical treatment since I ended my career. I heard a radio ad for a seminar about alternative treatment. It's called regenerative medicine, which stimulates your own body to heal and repair itself. No surgery, no more pain. That got my attention. I went to a seminar to learn firsthand all about it. Now you too can benefit and receive this treatment. This is the same procedure that pro athletes use to quickly and effectively recover from injury. If you're looking to eliminate your pain and arthritis, or if you thought surgery was your only option, take the first step like I did. Call 410-787-7250. Register for the next seminar and learn more about this breakthrough procedure. Seating is limited. Register now by calling 410-787-7250 and start living life again.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, it's broken down on the John Hanson Highway, and that's what's slowing us down heading inbound 50 this morning to get past Freeway Airport. The right lane blocks. We still haven't cleared that yet. Almost back to 197. So normally we're just buzzing along there. You'll need a little extra time. 197 and again past Freeway Airport to get out of that right lane stalled on 270. Much better through Urbana now that the crash is gone. Have a couple new incidents. Let's go first onto the Baltimore-Washington Parkway coming southbound south of 175 for the crash. Top side of the Beltway have delays right now from 95 essentially to George Avenue, and in the backups, that's where we have the incident near the Northwest Branch, so between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard. Virginia over top of I-95 on the overpass of 123 at 95 for the crash. Getting by, but also distracting the northbound 95 trip. You can see that from the interstate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front pushing east now. No precipitation left. We'll run through today with dry weather, but hang on, there's more precip in the forecast. Today, good-looking day, but windy and cold, 39. Some clouds tonight, upper 20s. Outside the Beltway, colder, partly to mostly cloudy. Tomorrow, milder, 49. Rain by Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 27 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
All right. There's a lot going on here. Quincy Jones, the Grammy Award-winning music artist, he gave an insane interview to Vulture magazine. And I say insane because he's, like, just lashing out at everybody. He's making up all these allegations about all sorts of things, who killed Kennedy, all of it. So give you a quick... And some of it involves Trump. It's nutty. So I'll share it with you. He won the Grammys 28 times, by the way. 28 Grammys. He told Vulture that he dated Ivanka Trump in 2006, which I think puts them about... That's 48 years apart. I don't think there's any pictures of him dating Ivanka Trump, but okay. I used to date Ivanka, you know, he said in the interview. Tommy Hilfiger, who was working with my daughter, Kidada, said, Ivanka wants to have dinner with you. I said, no problem. She's fine. He used some other words. I can't share all of them. He says, she had the most beautiful legs I ever saw in my life. Okay. That's available publicly. You can figure that out. Wrong father, though, he says. And then he goes on about Trump. He said, I used to hang out with him. He's a crazy blank, limited mentally, a megalomaniac, narcissistic. I can't stand him, says Quincy Jones. Yeah, join the crowd, buddy. You're in the resistance now. And then he went on. He attacked Michael Jackson. Look at this. He's attacking all the... He said, I think he also said in the same interview that the Beatles were horrible. So he's like, just fully unfurled. He's attacking all of the icons. Michael Jackson, he says, all those plastic surgeries that he had, he just said... he'd always justify and say it was because of some disease he had. BS. Wow, okay. Quincy Jones attacking him for that. He said that Michael Jackson stole songs, called him Machiavellian and greedy. He said, I hate to get into this publicly, but Michael stole a lot of stuff. He stole a lot of songs, said Quincy Jones.
So, how many Americans out there really care what Quincy Jones has to say about any of this?
I know. Well, Vulture gave him the time of day, and this is getting a lot of attention everywhere. People are all making up allegations that, like, as if they came from Quincy Jones' mouth, because he sounds like a conspiracy theorist about everything. In fact, he says that the guy who killed Kennedy was mobster Sam Giancana. The connection was there between Sinatra and the Mafia and Kennedy. Joe Kennedy, he was a bad man. He came to Frank to have him talk to Giancana about getting votes, Jones said. So, anyway, he's lashing out at everybody, and it's getting all sorts of attention. Also, the Black Panther, the new Marvel movie that's coming out, the characters already existed, but the movie, the standalone's coming out. Salon, the liberal website, said it's the first blockbuster format release featuring a black hero front and center. They're very upset about that. Except that basically erases everything Will Smith has ever done, according to Alex Griswold, which is an excellent point. What about Shaft?
I was going to say, we need to play that great theme music from the Shaft movie.
Yeah, what about that? Coming up on WMAL, we have a lot for you. Barbara Larimore is a mother pushing for more recess in the Commonwealth of Virginia. A lot of people support her, including literally every child. We'll chat with her. And then Susan Ferriccio is going to talk to us about Congress's attempts to stop a government shutdown. That's all ahead on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. No fresh precipitation happened overnight, but forecasters warned that some roads where there was still standing water from yesterday's rain could be icy this morning. From the WMAL Storm Center, schools in Prince William County and in Frederick County are opening 2 hours late this morning. South Korea's president has welcomed Vice President Mike Pence to that nation.
Vice President Mike Pence has said that he would not allow North Korea to hijack these Olympics. He's at the Blue House, the U.S. version of the White House, meeting with Moon Jae-in. They will have a dinner. And at it, Mike Pence has vowed to say that he and South Korea are as one in terms of what happens after these Olympics, that they will continue to put the toughest pressure possible on North Korea to abandon its nuclear program.
Correspondent Paula Newton. White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter is stepping down after claims of abuse, but Porter says the allegations are not true.
Porter denies the abuse allegations from both of his ex-wives, but he resigned on Wednesday, saying in a statement, "These outrageous allegations are simply false. I will not further engage publicly with a coordinated smear campaign."
Correspondent Abby Phillip. Well, they missed many more days of school than allowed, yet many D.C. high school students graduated anyway. Today, the D.C. Council's Education Committee is set to review investigations into Ballou High School's graduation rate.
Records show half the kids who graduated from Ballou High School last year missed 3 months of school. At a meeting last week, Education Committee Chair David Grosso, who will lead today's roundtable meeting, said the truancy problem
is not something that is easy to solve.
The initial report done by the Office of the State Superintendent of Education said administrators told teachers at Ballou to let students who missed a lot of school do make-up work so they could graduate. At last week's meeting, Councilmember Mary Che said teachers listen to administrators because
they don't want to rock the boat.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's been a violent few days at schools in Prince George's County, and now one county official wants kids to get more help.
One student shot at Oxon Hill High School, a gang-related stabbing near Parkdale High School.
I don't care who it is, we will not tolerate violence in our schools.
Prince George's County State's Attorney Angela Alsobrook says the cases are being prosecuted aggressively. But beyond that,
our children quite simply do not have conflict resolution skills. We're finding that they have absolutely no coping skills whatsoever.
She says kids these days, partly thanks to their social media use, aren't able to make smart interpersonal decisions.
These are cases that cry out for more human resource support, for more mental health support.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland's governor is hoping for an out-of-court settlement of a lawsuit involving the state's historically black colleges.
Governor Larry Hogan's administration is proposing a settlement of up to $100 million. It comes more than a decade after advocates for four historically black colleges sued the state, accusing it of operating a segregated university system. Earlier this week, the state was granted a stay of a judge's order last year, outlining possible remedies to what she found to be a constitutional violation due to unnecessary program duplication. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,893. The Nasdaq at 70-52. Sports, college basketball, Maryland loses, Virginia wins, GW, Navy, and Virginia Tech win, George Mason and AU lose. NBA, the Wizards host the Celtics tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join me this summer for the trip of a lifetime on an incredible 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome on board the ultra-luxurious Regent Seven Seas Voyager. Details at WMAL.com/cruise.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.